Capital 263.
Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over. Hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can't I find a single piece of me? Game over.
Yes, it's that time again with the Hangover Show. You know, it's that podcast that talks about the Bawa culture and social scenes as we have them in Zim. So if this is your first time tuning in, not ready, get ready. Today I am with, they actually saved my day because I was going to do this by myself today.
We always save your day.
Okay, for the day, I'll let you
Batman
say that.
Batman and Robin. I'm Batman. You're Robin.
Actually, it makes sense.
I wasn't going to say anything. But...
What do you mean actually makes sense?
How are you guys? ATG. Chenge. Oh, go on.
What's up?
Are you ready? Stay tuned for withdrawals, guys.
We have Tino in the house.
Yeah. Come to the mic, Tino. Switch it on.
Which one?
It's already
that
on.
One.
I think it's on.
I don't think so.
But it says odd though.
So speak into it. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Withdrawals, guys. Withdrawals. Yes. Welcome.
That's
what do we do? What about it? Brains are over they're hanging. What did we do this past weekend?
I remember. My weekend was lit though.
What did you do?
I was not in Harare.
Where were you?
I was in Big Falls.
Yay.
I was working. But it was fun.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there for? The whole weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole weekend.
Shout out. Making the bag.
Sure.
Having fun. But you want to let my baby but because it's a follow through. Anyway.
This is still the hangover.
Okay. Yes.
I Chinga. Felt it. Wow, okay.
You know I love you. Chinga, what did you do?
I was Absalom for the weekend.
What? Okay, wait. What does that mean?
Let me explain myself.
Oh, please do.
Nandrupa guest list school event. Under the name Absalom Gonzalez.
Oh, Mr. Gonzalez,
bro. And I couldn't joke because I didn't even.
let me just
I'm not gonna say which event.
I'm gonna say it.
I wanna know.
I'm gonna say it.
Let me, I had a good time.
Let me tell you what happened.
Yes, okay. Please tell me.
So we were invited to Miss Red's party. And then
isn't she your older sister?
Miss Red.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Ha ha.
She was invited at Miss Red's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there because I was in before.
Okay.
But because I've got a friend who knew I was on the guest list.
Of course.
I have Ayanda.
Of course.
She can plus one.
Oh, so like you're absolutely for the weekend. Yeah. That makes sense. Friends. Listen up that friend though. I don't got sure. Listen.
Disney plus one. Yeah, sure.
Tino, what did you do?
Someone, I got to be honest, no, I was grinding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get time to sleep.
Okay.
Because, you know, Zim, all about the hustle these days.
Shut up. So but like, you got to sleep to hustle.
Saturday, I had to come over.
Okay.
Sanjay, guys, like a bag.
I got money to look for. What did I do?
Yeah.
But that's what you're doing all weekend?
That's what I was doing.
Shut
up.
Was it worth it?
It was.
Shut up.
I'm happy.
Shut up.
I'm actually happy. You see, I'm glowing.
I don't know about the glow, but shout out.
Okay, cool. I'm glowing inside. Yeah.
My jokes. What did I do?
She's on fire today.
Oh, yes. Feels festival.
That's such because I could The track yakho ingrikinzi.
Yichi. That's very concerning. Anyway, I was in field. I was actually working, to be fair. I was in field. Chi. Saka kunzila.
What
are
you
working?
What do you mean working?
I was working. Fields Festival.
Working
were the ones who organized it.
Work. All right. I thought working, you know.
As in what? That kind of no, I'm creative. Like, so when I'm working, I'm doing creative
work,
things.
Work, you are creative. Work.
Yes, I am a creative.
I've seen you being creative.
You're working.
Take it away. I was actually doing stage management for Fields.
Is this stage?
How was Fields though? Because you're talking about it like the whole time.
Yeah, like and it was good. Very... Listen, at the end of the day, there was a fuck up. So the generator just died on us. Kuma past 8 to 9, up and more people were jumping in, and it was in the middle of the New Vibes performance. Shout out to those guys.
Okay.
But that was very upsetting. I was like, what the actual fuck? But besides that, it was dope. It was really
pro acapella.
And they had every right. Yeah. They had every, because so you know people were like actually dancing and now coming kumberi. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a whole vibe. Thanks. So it was so upsetting. Yeah. But shout out, it was better. There was a better stage. You guys should have come through.
Well,
but anyway,
and for the past month, she was talking about feels like the whole time.
I like how you're saying it like you showed up.
I know, right?
Like I said. I was Absalom Gonzalez for the weekend.
Anyway, okay. Events coming up on the 25th. We have Fiesta at ZB Sports Club Vinona. Right. They have DJ Chuck Narcissus, Abisha Palmer, Too Bad, Fuji, Reverb 7, Langton B, DJ Sims. It starts at 12 midday till 11 p.m. What? 11 p.m. So when is okay? All right. Anyway, it's $10 per person. VIP 20. Hey, pagango nyorugo on the $10 per person. And 15 per cooler box. One more interesting thing that I found out happening. There is an Afro Expo on the 24th of May at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The venue is at the Nexus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
I think
the
so.
Nexus. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. At B2C Butternine Mall, which is pretty much where we record. So shout out. Activities are dance, fashion, food, music, dress code, Afrocentric look. So do the things. If you're feeling all African on Africa Day, come through. You know what I'm saying? Like, no excuse.
And since thing with Basho Bajo, for more events, you can just, you know, check out the weekend shindig on Kulenga DM. You know, just representing y'all.
Use that opportunity.
Okay.
Use the
opportunity.
Stay tuned for the bus, guys.
Mamma Mia, Diani Anozo, Mamma Pia,
yes, it is the bird.
Full of
selector. Sabado. Welcome to the buzz. And today's topic is, what's that one thing, turn up factor that can't make you resist going out? I'm not going out nice. But there's just that one, that factor that just makes you be like, fuck, I guess I'm going out today. And you find yourself in the club, back in the house at 5 a.m. What's that one thing? That one turn up factor?
N.A. for me.
N.A. Sanyebe. Sanyebe. Now there has to be that one thing, guys. Come on.
I know. I'm going to skate right now.
I just want to put my face in that bunani. Okay. All right.
You're obvious.
That's like the opposite of Sanyebe.
You guys.
No cover charge.
Okay,
okay. Let's break them down. What tea pussy?
Okay.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, cheap alcohol.
Cheap alcohol.
What else?
Affordable alcohol.
Pool party.
Yeah, pool parties are cool, man. Because I actually do.
But pool parties is. But isn't pool parties connected with the pussy?
No, it's not. But like you can, you know, put it all together. One plus one.
Okay, but hey. All right. What else?
I don't know. I have to
I'm a baby one. Angel, baby.
Is this like a nigga stereotype? Because I was expecting y'all to all be like pussy. So, okay, are we saying that, are you saying that guys can't go out without pussy motivation?
We can.
But?
We can. Somewhat depend on the levels.
It depends.
Yeah.
I've been with my boys for a long time and there's a time that we hang out during my guy's shit. We always hang out.
Okay, I'm going to cheat. Hang out is in kumba or like going out?
We're doing the things.
Like an actual boys night out without trying to catch
something. Yeah, but imagine that.
I've realized we need more power, dance or you know, don't do shorter, can I pass that pain?
Well, true. True.
Because I'm like, I mean, she has to be
yeah, dance or you finna gotta be body on body type of shit.
It's one of those things. Just the way like, I have to go power energy, and all music over is why I'm like, my baby, I just had to go. Sad. Complimentary.
You
know?
I saw your status.
What?
Stop.
When was this? This must have been ancient, like Gudara, bra.
So yeah, Chingy, you say?
Cloud. So silly. But like, yeah, I don't know. I think for me, what is it? I think it's my girls. I can't resist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out with my girls.
It's not
baby. Pussy be power. Honestly, like, can I plan a plan to go make a sense? My girls are like, bro, let's do this. Oh, God. And maybe if it's like a guy I've been trying to smash.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You've been trying to not okay.
Yes. Clearly, he hasn't been trying too hard enough. I've been here like motherfucker. Why are you playing games? But anyway, if like a guy like hits me up, then I'll probably be like, okay,
let's do this.
Yes. So like yeah, but there are some interesting contributions that came in from the group.
Right.
Someone else said, shout out to Nash.
Second group this
How many times do I broadcast share the WhatsApp group link? I'll send you the link. But anyway, it's Nash said, shout out to Nash, he said alcohol. And a lot of people, and then this is Nyasha. Shout out to Nyasha. Anzi liquor, the vibe and the music. And yeah, that was I think most of everyone else is just like liquor and stuff like that. But for me, it's like, okay, it may not be going out to the club, but if it's like a chill session in these like stacks of blunts, I'm definitely there.
Dude,
I used to leave the house at like freaking 11 and my niggas would be like, yo, we're pulling through, let's go smoke up. And I know we're gonna be smoking all night. I will leave the house. So yes, I think that's another thing to my list.
I wanted to say something.
Say it.
I just need to visualize this. You jumping out of
you the guys are fucking wow. What are the wow? Next segment.
Vibe
like
a caution.
Huh?
Vibe guy.
No, that's true. I think that's why I was like my girls, because I know it's gonna be a blast. You know what I mean? So vibe definitely.
Saka,
now
we know what to do.
No, can I specified girls night out? I want to know. But if it's just one of those who are out as girls, but you know. Listen, let me tell you what happens as a girl. I'll tell you a little story of mine that has an inside version of. Okay, so we went to Pablo's, right? It was 10 to 5. And we went to Pablo's about at Namari. But we did, we're like, you know what? We're going to the club. We just want to dance, right? Yeah. Tapina Muta in the upstairs, right? We're there chilling, we're dancing on the dance floor. Some nigga jolts up, right? And he wanted one of my friends, and he's like, yo. VIP, she come through. Askana wangu negudama drinks. We're like, let's do this. But then I go VIP. Don't think we're there because we want dig from nah.
Drinks. You wanted the D, but drinks. Not that D.
You wanted the drink.
Yes, the drippy D. So yeah, like so. Don't think
0 to 100.
Not ready, never ready. But like, yeah, so sometimes it's not because, you know, to that dig my yeah. resources. But anyway, stay tuned with the trumpet.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
Yo, it's
the,
what?
The way they end, bro.
We gotta leave you one more. Long shame.
Drippy drums.
Yeah. Yo, so today's never topic hits. On the trumpet is what kind of parents will Generation Y Power Rangers be? Wait, millennials are Generation Y, right? With X. Tisu.
What do you mean, you mean?
Zima millennials.
Sit down.
Anyway. My inspiring topic is what kind of parents will Generation Y Power Rangers be? What do you mean?
What kind of parent would you be?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because you're millennials.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anyone else who's not a millennial can't answer the question.
Gen Z.
Okay, fine.
ZA.
Despite what shut up. Despite what generation you are, what kind of parents do you think Isusu my millennial squad will be? Power Rangers. Why do you think so?
Shamwara zangu zisu abirika apana
apana. Abana. In terms of what though?
Parent would be actually weak. You know, someone running a shoes. You battle. Bata unapa.
What do you mean? You mean as in kuti responsibility wise, like priorities? What do you mean exactly?
I think generation yedi ino dokufara.
Mm-hmm.
Akufara tunokuti. So at the end of the day, mwana usually are caught in between. Since tunokosha kuti generation yedi is sex, drugs, and alcohol. That's what we love to do. That's the life. Mwana anozongopinda zvake mufake daga. Because it was a one night which we ended the wrong way. But
why are you making okay. So are you
I'm not saying all babies are mistakes.
Listen, I won't deny, like it was, I don't know if you're there for that topic when we were saying how having babies is now seems to be a trend. Yeah, everybody dropping a baby, like no secret.
Damn, that's an double social the next day. It's like damn, I said they were listening.
Tia was full of babies. Like legit though, like today, don't know, I'm not gonna wonder on my status. Shouldn't I'm thinking
about it? Like, it's actually quite. But what do you think? Do you think what kind of parents do you think Generation Y be? My bar range, like the ones that go out when they become parents, what do you think they'll be?
I feel like it will be kind of like the same, because you're running one.
Okay, the same as what? Wait, what do you mean by the same?
Same as our parents now.
What?
How they are.
That's my thought too.
Why? Because, what makes you say that?
You know, I don't think But like, you know, like look at the history of the 60s, the 70s, the people were turning up. Mm-hmm. Just because turning up is Siena doesn't mean it's not turning up, guys. Mm-hmm. That's because we call it turn up. Mm-hmm. Those guys are like, those people got lit. Those people got hella lit. They still get lit. They do, you know. It's like, I think parenthood at the end of the day really. Of course, yeah, they are bad parents, fair enough. But I think, like, I'm going to get instincts, so I'm going to just kick in, you know.
I mean,
kid will always be a priority. Shama.
True, but one, listen.
Look at the woman.
Listen.
Over your baby.
Okay, I understand what you mean, and I get you, but look at it like this way.
Will be fine. Okay, is that what you're asking?
I choose to look at it this way, right? As much as parenthood and kungozwara does generally, you know, change you as a person, and priorities totally shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we are open. We were born into a different era, and we were exposed to different things than us were. Yep. And I feel like, for example, I don't think. I mean, people are different, but I honestly don't think our generation will be as hard or as ununderstanding in terms of accepting the fact that going out is a part of our social life, and that's what it is. Do you know what I mean? Because to my mom, did I mention a bawa? What she thinks of bawa is old men all over me, prostitution. Do you know what I mean?
I'm
someone.
What I think.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it is. As a parent.
But the truth,
girl.
But you know what's funny is, if we were to really go back, some of them, you know, I'm always saying, like, you know, there's some things my mom would be like to me, hey, sazoda, and I'm like, but sister, let's trace back your life and your steps. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to then be fake when these are things that you probably did? Because there's no point of acting like it doesn't happen when it does. Because when you act like that, when shit starts happening, like drug abuse, like mental health, now you don't know where to start. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like Generation Y parents, we not only will we or should we be more open because we've been exposed to so much more, but I think we owe it to ourselves, because best believe, trust you me, that we are all fighting a battle with our parents, mainly because we are of different worlds.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what I think. Yes, I like things, but I'm deep too. But like, yeah, I don't know. That's what I think. And I think
Lala, hold up.
There was a movement.
Hold up. Lala. Okay. Let's breathe for a second over here.
I was in the zone, and then you just
pulled it out. Like,
I always tell you, not ready. But like, yeah. Okay, what kind of dad do you think y'all's be? Because y'all's are old niggas. So we're gonna start with Tino. What kind of dad?
Gonna be great.
You gonna be great. What makes you say so?
No, I think now I'm going to take some of your points and dedicate the whole. We're more open, we're more open-minded, yada yada.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm gonna be chilled, because definitely I do feel like there's a level of hypocrisy that you mentioned. So I think I'm just gonna be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna have certain restrictions in the house. As long as you're in my house, there are certain things that you cannot do. I did you got. But like
okay.
You know, I think maybe it's also because of the way that I was raised. People always say my parents are different. We've never had a curfew at home.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me, but my little sister doesn't have a curfew.
Mm-hmm.
My little sister just...
How old is she?
She's like, what, 22 now? 22 now. Mm-hmm. And even before she was 22, though, like even when she was younger.
Yeah.
You know, girl, like, she would just call, guys, nirikwana ningi, and futsoka later.
But you know what's funny? Parents always then flip on you at an age that's, pesa paninga chile gero, and it's cool. Suddenly, one 22.
I would have...
Yes. It's when
So anyways, yeah, because of the way that I was raised, mm-hmm. where my parents have always been open mm-hmm. with me,
mm-hmm.
I think both. Meaning I'll also be, you know, return the favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to be a cool
dude. There's a deep item that was sent to the group. And the toxic mothers are just as bad as adult absent fathers. Okay. But y'all not ready for that discussion yet, and that's so true.
Not today.
But yeah, I don't know. Personally, for me, motherhood has really just been thrown out the window. But I think if it's by some miracle it accidentally happens, I would want to be that mom where, you know, I'm the first person my daughter thinks of when she's in any kind of situation, be it good or bad.
Exactly.
You know, be it 3 a.m., she's at the club and she doesn't even want to take a home.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be that mom because I feel like sometimes as much as we try to be strict, you are only pushing your daughter to be in certain situations, or your child.
Your kid further.
Basically. Yeah, to do certain things just to get home, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to be, if it accidentally happens, where she can be like, yo, mom, I tried coke today.
I actually like what you're saying, Andriga, in the sense that kids, the way that we've been raised, I think, is sort of like a bubble. You're raised in this bubble because, yeah, they're trying to keep you safe.
It's all under one mind fuck, to be honest.
When you get into the real world.
No, it is true. Society is our greatest mind fuck. That's
society,
the honest truth.
Society screws us.
Damn, man.
So, it really does. But yeah. Anyway, rounding it up.
Be like my parents.
What?
I'm just gonna be like my parents.
What's your parents like?
Yeah,
good.
Out of strict.
What did you say about today? Look at you. How many things are you doing that they wouldn't be proud of right now?
Everything.
Thanks.
Everything.
Thanks. Thanks.
But
thanks.
I'm gonna be a cool dad though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think you never know until you're
but
five
fingers.
By the time you have kids, since then five ka na neo kumuram zamano ashoka ashimege sense.
But
you're only losing your child. You're not molding them.
Being a strict parent is a good thing.
Strict parents raise the best hoes. You know, it's your girl Lala Machanisa. Small letters on Instagram. Hit me up, DM me. Follow us on The Hangover Show on IG, Hangover Show ZW on Twitter. ATG, drop the social media handles.
At ATG the animator.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Everywhere.
I know your Instagram name by name, by head now. Chengi 101, right?
Chengi 101. Shut up, you.
What do you mean, Rino?
I'm kidding. At Tino Mpunganyi across all platforms. So Mpunganyi is spelled Mpunganyi. Tino Mpunganyi, every single platform.
Shout out. Yeah, and you know we always leave you with the fire. Dope. What? What's that doing? Anyway, you know we leave you with the fire dope. Tell me.
So that's all John Wick fans.
Bye. Can you stop interrupting me? Can I close the show?
Shout out to all John.
We are leaving you with the Fire Dope Club Mix by DJ Blake. Shout out.
Apana.
Irguya. Episode 49. I promise.
Next week.
Bye, guys. We love you. Stay safe.
X-rated meltdown of the Bauer culture.
The Hangover Show with DJ Blackie.
Shamari yangu tenga doro yue. Sawira, andisa Ati ndatakiwa Kupasa tuenda mawa Uhuru wangu tenga doro yue Oh, nisati ndatakiwa Kupasa tuenda mawa Uhuru wangu tenga doro yue Oh, nisati ndatakiwa
Kings and queens, ring mode. Capital 263.